USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
The company behind the Keystone XL pipeline is officially scrapping the project. Canada-based TC Energy decided to pull out after President Biden revoked its permit earlier this year. The company is promising to make sure they safely exit the project. The Keystone Pipeline was slated to carry oil from Canada through Montana, South Dakota, and Nebraska for the Gulf Coast and create over 10,000 jobs. President Biden says the United States is back and insists that democracies of the world are standing together. Biden in Great Britain for his first overseas trip as Commander-in-Chief. Speaking to U.S. Air Force personnel and families at a British military base, the President says,
"Our service members stationed around the world, you are the solid steel spine of America."
You're listening to USA Radio News.
When thinking about life insurance, my accident reinforced you never know what tomorrow might bring. That's why I reached out to AccuQuote. AccuQuote helps people find a life insurance policy that meets their needs. Since 1986, they've helped millions of folks save up to 60% on their life insurance by comparing the rates and features of dozens of top-rated life insurance products. A healthy 50-year-old non-smoker can buy $500,000 of 10-year level term for less than $45 a month. A 60-year-old under $120 a month. Longer or permanent terms are available. Even if you already own life insurance, you really need to check out my friends at AccuQuote. Don't worry about health issues. Remember, they help me. As a pastor, I'm concerned about your soul and helping you to make sure your family is taken care of. Life insurance is more affordable now than ever, so don't make them wish you'd made that call. 877-437-4781. Call now, 877-437-4781. 877-437-4781.
Each policy points and availability vary by state.
Virginia voters pick a Democratic nominee for governor.
Democrats on Tuesday nominated former Virginia Governor Terry McAuliffe to face Republican Glenn Youngkin in the state's November gubernatorial election. Mr. McAuliffe jumped into the primary in December as the one to beat.
But let me tell you, folks, the road ahead is going to be long. It's going to be tough. The remnants of COVID are going to be with us for a long time. We have to build back a better, stronger Virginia.
Mr. McAuliffe beat four Democrat candidates to win the nomination. From the West Coast, USA Radio News Bureau, I'm Lance Pry.
America is in the grips of a chicken wing shortage. Increased demand for wings over the past year, together with labor shortages, has brought a nationwide wing shortage. It's affecting restaurants and grocery retailers. In Texas, a supermarket is placing purchasing limits on chicken wings as of this week. Customers are limited to two packages of fresh or frozen wings per visit. USA Radio News.
Now you can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. That's 800-215-5141.
Arizona's governor is issuing declarations of emergency as two big wildfires rage in his state. The Telescope Fire, burning 65 miles east of Phoenix in the town of Superior, is now the ninth largest wildfire in state history, covering more than 76,000 acres and is 18% contained. Meantime, the Mescal Fire is 23% contained as it's burned nearly 67,000 acres on the San Carlos Apache Reservation, southeast of Globe. More than 900 firefighters are working to contain these fires that have forced many people to evacuate their homes. Governor Doug Ducey saying Arizona will spare no expense and do what needs to be done to protect people and property in these communities. The Senate is hearing from the NCAA president and the nation's top athletic leaders on compensation for students. Legislation has been proposed to allow athletes to monetize their name, image, and likeness, or NIL rights.
Together we have an exceptional opportunity. I think, frankly, a historic opportunity to change the national landscape for college athletics.
NCAA President Mark Emmert adding that the federal solution needs to ensure that NIL payments are not a pay-for-play scenario. Gonzaga men's basketball head coach Mark Few talks about the future of college sports.
Previously mentioned, we are at a critical juncture in college athletics, and it really isn't an exaggeration to say the future of college sports is in jeopardy.
For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.